Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Buckets. We got a special one today. Got the March Madness preview. If you wondering who these two fine gentlemen are below me and Vish, two of my closest friends who are obsessed about college basketball, just like me, Vish can attest to the obsession. He saw me watching Montana versus Montana State.
I shouldn't have put it on. That was my fault. We were doing a live show, and I had it on the corner, and he's just, like, not paying attention. It was, like, 2-0. The game had just tipped, and he was locked in.
It was a huge rivalry, man. It was everything.
Hey.
So we're
Big Sky.
Shout out to the Big Sky. So we're going to be going through the entire bracket, first-round matchups. We'll go through our favorite games from each region. We'll go through our final four picks and then our pick to win it all. So that is right, Nate. It is not a hobby.
Before we get started, right? Canes, Cats, Heat. I think we're doing a baseball show tomorrow, by the way. And then shout to Nate, friend of the show.
There we go. So should we get into it? Start off in the East region.
Yes, with I think, you know, the toughest game to pick probably, but.
All right, so got UConn, number one seed UConn against 16 seed Stetson. How are we feeling about this? I think we should we go bottom to top, Tommy going up in that order?
Whatever you want, man. You drive the bus.
Let's do it. I'll switch it up every time so Tommy won't be going first. I don't want to put him in that position.
This one's pretty easy, but I'm going UConn.
Okay, there you go. You got the easy one to start.
I guess Kane's Cat's Heat is the 1% that picks Stetson according to the user picks. So
hey, someone had to do it. You got to be that guy that gets the pick right. Awesome time for Stetson. First year ever in the tournament, I believe. The Hatters had an unreal talk about Matt watching random conference tournaments. As the conference tournaments went on, anything on ESPN Plus, I was glued to.
Who's their one dude that's a baller?
As I was sitting here, I was like, I should have written down his name. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah,
hit a big shot to win the conference tournament at the end of the game. They'd been up for a while. Other team came back, and then I think he's lefty. Lefty.
Yes.
Hesitation three from the top of the key to win it. But yeah, UConn's really good, and I feel like most teams are going to have a hard time. So I think Stetson, enjoy the beginning of the dance, but I think it might be the end of their days.
Yeah, no, I'm going UConn here too. It's crazy to think with all the turnover from last year's team, you know, that they're still this good. Tristan Newton's taken like a huge step up. I'm going UConn here too. Vish.
Yeah, yeah. There's no chance. The last time we saw UConn.
Yeah, we saw that up close.
Who knew the chain of events they're about to kick off for our program? But yeah, no.
Brendan Swenson. That was his name for Stetson, the lefty. That's what it was. I knew it was something like that. It started with an S. All right, next game we got here. 8-seeded FAU. Obviously, they made it to the Final Four last season, as well as, you know, Miami. Just got to plug that in again. Going up against 9-seeded Northwestern. Vish, you want to start this one off? Who do you got in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can tell from the predictions, the seeds, it's going to be pretty even. I'm going to go with Northwestern. I think FAU faded a little bit down the stretch here. You know, isn't playing their best ball. I think people forget they made the Final Four last year. They kind of got away with one in the first round last year with the, let's just call it a little bit of a controversial officiating where, you know, they tackled the player, got a jump ball and got the ball back and hit the game winner. So, you know, and then they kind of got it going. I think especially after last year's run, you know, they're not going to be overlooked. They're not going to sneak up on anyone. I'll take Northwestern here.
Yeah, I'm actually going with Northwestern as well. I love my boy, Bui Bui. I don't even know if that's how you say his name.
Bui Bui.
Bui Bui, Bui, whatever, Bui. Man. Putting up almost 20 a game. He's a baller. I'm going with Northwestern in this one as well. Brendo?
You know, when I first made my bracket, I went Northwestern. But as I really sat and let that marinate for a little bit, I switched to Team Florida Atlantic. I just think experience of already being there, the nerves aren't going to be there because they had high expectations going into it as they were ranked and moving through. But after kind of falling off, I think some of those expectations have kind of left their shoulders. I just think that if they can hold Boo Booey to a decent scoreline here, I think it'll be a close one. But I feel FAU winning this one.
Fair enough. Tommy?
This was a tough. It's going to be a really good game. I'm actually very excited to watch this game. And took me a while, but I actually went FAU. I think they're just going to have the experience, though, like Brenda said. And I do think I do think it's going to be a really good game.
Fair enough. All right, next one. So we're split on that one.
Yeah, and I just realized there's no way this wasn't on purpose, right? That San Diego State, Connecticut, and FAU were like right
next to each
other. I just realized that because we're clicking through in order. I'm like,
also things that are interesting for sure.
Yeah, how did that happen all of a sudden? Like that, I mean, we won't mention the team from the Final Four that's not in that corner, but
they
just missed
been.
Out. Just missed out. Just, you know, what another 15 games would have been right in there. So.
We're technically four games away after, you know, if we would have won the first one. But besides the point, I mean, if NC State did it, you know, we could have. All right.
Right.
We got San Diego State and UAB. Man, I think I'm going to go first on this one.
Do it.
5-seed, 12-seed. Obviously, this is a popular, you know, upset seed lines with these two seed lines. I think it's going to be a close game. I really like UAB. I saw them play against Clemson in non-conference, but I think San Diego State's going to be too much. One of the best defenses in the country. I still think they're really good. I'm going with San Diego State in this one, but I think it's going to be a close game. You want to go, Brendo? And then we can.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm also rolling San Diego State. I just think the defense is going to be a little, I feel like defense in March is a pretty good combo, and that's kind of what their thing was as they rolled through last year. But I just think the experience and Jaden Ledee, I feel like, is someone that's just not going to be denied, at least in this first game. And so I'm rolling with the Aztecs.
Tommy?
Shout out to Max in the chat, also agreeing that no one can check Ledee. So.
He's from San Diego, though. He's a little biased.
Well, I'm also going with San Diego as well. Just the experience right there. I do think this is actually going to be a really good game, though. I do like UAB a lot, but I don't think they have enough to get by San Diego.
Vish?
Yeah, I'm going. I'll go with the 5-seed, huh? I'll go on San Diego State as well. Their defense is so tough, and I think UAB is not really used to playing against teams that D like that. And it's going to be – I think it's going to start slow for them as they try to adjust to that physicality. And
oh,
by the time they come into it.
I just noticed that they have SDGST.
Wait, what is that?
Max,
I mean,
yeah, Max pointed it out. That's like Long Beach State Beach.
Long Beach State Beach is way worse, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah. Okay. That's
all right. Yeah.
So we're all going San Diego State.
We're all going San Diego State. Yeah.
So UAB will win that one for sure.
So. Yeah. So UAB's got that one. All right. Next up, we got 4-seed Auburn against 13-seed Yale. Vish, you want to start it off and we'll go down? I'm just doing this random, so
yeah, no, that's fine. I've got Auburn on this one. I'm not gonna pretend like I've watched a lot of Yale play, to be honest. I'm not you two, apparently. So I think they're more battle tested. I will say the one thing that made me pause on this is that I don't think the locations are showing up here, but this is on the West Coast, so they're traveling. And I believe this is a West Coast location. Maybe I'm wrong. Should have looked that up. For some reason, I feel like they got sent cross country, but so that can kind of mess a team up. But I think Auburn's going to be a little bit too much here.
Yeah, I got Auburn as well in this one. I'll be 100% honest. I haven't watched a whole lot of Auburn or Yale. I watched Yale in the Ivy League tournament, I think, for like a half. But I'm sure Brendan's going to tell me why I should be picking Yale right now. So go ahead, Brendan.
If they were playing someone other than Auburn, I think I could be going with Yale. I mean, Yale made it in with Princeton being favorite in the Ivy League tournament, got upset by Brown. And so Yale took down Cornell and then played Brown in the final. It was actually a great game. Brown coming on hot in the end after only winning like, They were like 6-17 and then won like 8 straight games. But Auburn just too physical. Their defense is so good. I think they're like 8th in the nation in scoring margin, winning a bunch of games by like more than 15 points. And I just think this will be another one where Auburn's one of my favorites to make a little run here. I don't think Yale's going to be able to slow them down enough.
Toms?
I'm also rounding it out with Auburn. I think they're just too much to handle. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't watch much Yale basketball.
Wow, that's a shame. All right, next match.
I did look it up. It is in Spokane. So
there you go.
If you play looking forward, you know, they have to play San Diego State on the West Coast. That's not great for Auburn. But
all right, next up, we got 6-seeded BYU. First year in the Big 12, performed pretty well.
Yeah,
going up against 11-seeded Duquesne. Let's go Tommy first one on this one.
So BYU used to play in the WCC, so I follow BYU a lot. I haven't watched much this year, but knowing how they play, they are tough, they're well battled, and I'm taking BYU in this game.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brendo?
I was so disappointed that Duquesne won the A-10. I love the A-10, but Richmond's one of my favorite teams to watch. They had a guard that was unreal this year, but Duquesne makes it in. I think they're like one of the lowest 11 seeds in like the net that there was or have been, right? And BYU is just a juggernaut offensively when it comes to shooting threes. They shoot, I want to say, almost leading the nation in how many they shoot. They shoot 32 threes a game.
Sounds like our men's league.
Right. And seriously, they can get hot. They got two big guys, and they just kind of rotate them out that play really well together. And they're one of the tallest teams in the entire field. And so I think especially being tested in the Big 12, I feel like BYU is ready to win a couple games here.
Yeah, BYU, really efficient offense. Duquesne's a pretty good defense, but I mean, like you said, kind of overseeded here. I thought they would be more like of a 13 seed. I'm going with BYU in this one as well.
So I'm gonna break up our picking of favorites. I took Duquesne. I don't really have a great reason. I mean, they played a surprisingly tough schedule for an A-10 team, but yeah, they're not. I mean, like Brenda was saying, like they pulled an upset at the tournament. They're not even the best A-10 team, so it's not like. But they do play a little defense, and I picked them because I went to grad school in Pittsburgh, and Duquesne's in Pittsburgh.
So. There you go.
Hey,
they're playing well at the right time.
I mean, I had to pick some up. I was going too chalk. I was like, oh, crap. I got to pick something here. There's no way this is happening. So that was the one where I pulled the trigger.
All right. Next one. We got 3-seeded Illinois going up against 14-seed Moorhead. I got Illinois in this one. I really like Illinois. Terrence Shannon had an unreal Big Ten tournament. Coleman Hawkins is one of my favorite players, one of the most versatile like bigs. In college basketball. And then Dane Danger, too. Another solid big for them. I really like this team. I think they're well-rounded. I have Illinois here winning this game. Vish, you want to go up next?
Yeah, I have Illinois as well. And I think, you know, Moorhead's a pretty poor 14 seed. Not that there's, like, great 14 seeds, but there's nothing there as far as I'm concerned. They're not really – tested. I would be shocked if they won this game. This is not like a Furman UVA situation. I guess that was 4-13, but I guess UVA is always suspect. But yeah, I got Illinois win this easily.
There you go. Brendo?
Again, I like Moorhead. Lead the Ohio Valley Conference in assists per game. So they move the ball. They share the ball well. I can see this being tight going into halftime. But I think Illinois is going to have a little too much and pull ahead in a, I'd say, around 15-ish point victory.
Okay. Toms?
Well, line is 12, so that's pretty good right there. But, yeah, definitely going Illinois on this one.
Okay. All right, let's get into the next one. So that was unanimous. Next one, we got 7-seed Washington State going up against 10-seed Drake. Drake's a familiar opponent for me and Vish. Obviously, Miami played them in the first round last year. That was a really tough game. Vish, do you want to start this one out?
Yeah, I went with Drake basically because of that reason. I saw them play us in person and almost ruined my whole trip until the last 5 minutes of that game. They're a really good team. And I think the way that we beat them last year, they'll have learned – from that, they blew that game. They melted down at the end. We put some pressure on. They kept turning it over. I think they'll be better prepared here. And I guess, I mean, I'm surprised. Look at the stats that I'm in the majority here, but in terms of predictions, but I got Drake.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I have Drake too. I do think Miles Rice is a great story of Washington State, their point guard. He's in his third year of college, but his first year actually playing, he overcame Hodgkin's lymphoma. And he's been, I think he's putting up like 15 a game or something like that, but has been super big for them. And it's a great story, too, because Washington State, you know, they've had some guys, but they haven't really been able to put it together. So, but, you know, they had a really good year this year in the last year of the Pac-12. But, man, Drake is just, they're super gritty. Their big guy, Darnell Brody, is quite literally a grown man. He's in his sixth year of college basketball. And then Tucker DeVries too, man, you know, he wasn't super efficient against us last year, but I feel like he's going to be coming for blood. Definitely taking Drake here, but Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to roll with the Bulldogs as well. I love Arch Madness and the Missouri Valley Conference. I've actually went and, watched a few of the Arch Madness games a couple years back. Tucker DeVries, I think he's coming with a vengeance here. Watched a whole little snippet on him and his preparation after losing that game to Miami, and trying to get his body ready for the next step in the NBA and then to really lock into this year. And so I think he's had a great year this year. One of the smallest teams in the field, but also one of the best defensive rebounding teams in the country. And I think that'll bode well for them here in this one, where they're going to limit Washington State to just one shot. And then I think they can grind it down. I think this will be a great game, but I think Drake will pull it out.
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah, Tucker's a beast, averaging 21 a game this year. I really like Drake. I think this is going to be the first quote-unquote upset.
There we go. All right.
Are we getting comments from the Peanut Gallery, Matt?
I know. They're talking about Keenan Allen when we played against him in men's league.
We did play against him in men's league.
Yeah. All right. We got a 2-seeded Iowa State going up against a 15-seed South Dakota State. I'll just start this one off. I got Iowa State. They've looked super impressive. Their defense is just amazing. I'm trying to think their second year point guard. I can't remember his name, Brendan. I know you would know his name, or maybe not.
No, names are bad. I'm bad with names.
Has been a beast for them. I know that's
one of the best defensive guards in the country.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm definitely going Iowa State here. Don't think it's close, but Brendan, what you think?
Yeah, rolling with it. Top three in the nation scoring defense. And I saw a stat that I was kind of shocked. They forced a turnover in over 25% of their opponent's possessions. So one out of every four possessions, they're forcing a turnover. I just think, man, like I'm kind of shocked that South Dakota State's got that 5% mark from the users, unless there's some Jackrabbit fans out there that are going hard for them. But I think Iowa State's going to make a deep run this year.
Yeah, Lipsy, that's his name.
Yes.
That's it. Tommy?
Yeah, I think Iowa State has too much going for them, and I think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vish?
Yeah, this won't be competitive. Iowa State, I think.
As much as it sucks, right, because Iowa State fans are so freaking annoying, right, Vish?
I don't know. I mean, we knocked them out of the tournament 2 years ago, so.
I know, but they like constantly bashing Miami. It's really random and annoying.
It's weird. It's weird, yeah. But that's when they caught an owl. That's why.
Yeah.
They missed.
All right. So
that's the end of this region. Yeah.
That's the end of this region. So let's go over. So should we go through games that we're most excited to watch? Maybe we'll start with Tons and then go up.
Sure.
Tommy, favorite game from the East section?
Yeah, I think it's going to be FAU Northwestern. I think that game's going to be very, very good. It's going to be really close. I mean, 8-9s are always really close. I mean, there's something for that, but I think that's going to be fun.
Brendo?
I'm going to go – I'm actually kind of excited to see Illinois-Moorhead. See if I always love to get excited, especially from the very beginning when the game actually is, like, tied when it's 0-0. And get pumped for every little bucket they get and see if they can make a little run going. And I mean, it's all about the little Cinderella stories and the upsets. So excited to see if they can make a little splash happen here in the first half.
Yeah, no, I'm going with Drake and Washington State. Even though I picked Drake, I think it's going to be a close game still. I really like the way Washington State plays. I just think that Drake, you know, after what happened last season, I think that, you know, Tucker DeVries is going to really want it more. And a lot of those guys are, you know, still on the team from last season as well. So I think it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, I had the same one. Washington State, Drake, I agree. I think that's going to be the most competitive one.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.